No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, where we like to say officially off the top, fuck Facebook.
Fuck Cop City.
And we're here to talk about video games.
And you know what? Fuck video. No, good video games are good. No,
fuck Disney. That's another one.
There you go.
And fuck DeSantis. We don't fucking like that dumb twat. I am convinced he's a closet homosexual.
But we're here to talk about video games and review beverages. And you know,
not shit about DeSantis being a closeted homosexual.
Maybe you can learn a little bit about us with our real life XP and recommendations.
Ah. It's okay to come out of the closet. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie. And we have a guest today. Welcome back, JD.
Yeah, what up?
Heidi, how y'all doing? It's so good to go ahead and be back. I love doing this with y'all. Y'all are the best.
We love having you on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. You do like a quote, and then we get into beverages, right?
I do like a quote. That's why I have this book full of them. The next one is Elmer Fudpucker. He said one of his relatives' names, or I don't know, somebody's name. Cross low, grab it, suck it, Fudpucker.
Okay.
He's like a, he's like a comedy trucking country song guy who writes dirty songs about like truck stop lot lizards and how his mother likes to suck dick while she's driving an 18-wheeler, shit like that.
Okay, wait a second. That's pretty talented if you're driving an 18-wheeler and sucking dick.
Oh, yeah. That's what the whole song's about.
She's, like, shifting and driving through traffic while sucking cock?
Yep.
I mean, that's talent. I don't see that as, like, a bad thing.
That's also really is that a tall cab that they have? Or is it that she's down there while doing that?
I don't know. I've never seen the music video.
Wow, there's a music video?
Probably not, but...
Probably on Pornhub.
It might be on something like RedTube or Pornhub. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to beverages.
Yeah. So we have a Mountain Dew Baja Caribbean Splash. I really hope they didn't fuck it up.
So we got a full sugar. What flavor is this Baja Caribbean Smash?
Guava.
Guava Dew.
Nice pop open there.
Okay. This one's actually good. I'm not mad at it.
Ooh.
They finally, maybe they listened to us and they said, stop fucking shit up. Because this one is actually good. This is actually good.
It is. It's sweet with a little bit of sour. There's a lot of fruit flavor.
Yeah. Like the guava comes through and it tastes like guava, not like artificial guava. Like I'm impressed. Mountain Dew, you redeemed yourself with this.
Yep, it's really good.
Nice.
I think the vegetable oil, is that in here? It kind of mutes the sweetness. That's why you can't buy it in the EU, but it tastes good.
Yeah. How many sugars are in it? 74 grams of sugar.
All right, I'll give it 4 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 as well. And then I'm going to cap it, because I think that's enough sugar for literally the day now. But yeah, that's actually good. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Good job, Mountain Dew. You didn't fuck it up.
Congratulations on vibrating out of existence.
Like, they didn't fuck it up. Like, the pineapple one. That was straight trash.
So I didn't prepare for this episode by buying a good beer that I've never had before. So I had to dig to the back of the fridge.
Ha!
I found a Vizzy Lemonade Hard Seltzer. It's a peach lemonade flavor hard seltzer with the super antioxidant vitamin C from the Acerola Superfruit.
Okay.
Maybe it's Areola, but there was a typo.
Nice crack. I see it's gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. 100 calories, zero sugars, even though it's second ingredient is cane sugar.
It's okay. Because that's what
they make the alcohol from.
Because you just had some Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So you've had your sugar for the day with one drink.
It's got a little bit of agave and dried cherry juice in it. Dried Acerola cherry juice. Why would you dry the cherry if you're making juice out of it? Huh, weird.
I don't know. Some weird process to overprocess the cherry so you can use it 6 months from now.
It's like when something has raisin juice in it instead of grape juice. the seltzers, it's okay. It's not super terrible, but it's not very good. I'll give the Stizzy a 1.75 out of 5.
Oh. Okay. All right. That's not too terribly bad.
Sounds like trash.
Yeah.
What you got, JD?
So I got myself a Mountain Dew Fruit Punch Kickstart.
Ah, shit. Ooh.
Yeah, my goal for today is to vibrate out of existence. I've never had one of these before. I had a bad night's sleep last night. I sincerely didn't plan that. I got this yesterday, so this is all perfect happenstance and whatnot. And it's also stuck. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Nice crack.
Oh, that sounded so good. Oh,
so those are so good.
I got my cat's attention.
Those are like a Mountain Dew with a little bit of juice and extra caffeine in them. Extra B vitamins and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and see how this is. Ooh. Ooh. So, dear listener, if you've ever partaken in Mountain Dew Code Red, imagine that. But I want you to imagine you're out in a coliseum, and you're surrounded by lions. You have no weapons. And all of a sudden, a sword just got thrown at you. That's what this is. I don't know what that really means, but it felt very poetic. It feels like Code Red, but it's here to help you fight incredible fights. That's sincerely it. There's like there's an initial flavor, and then there's this boost of a flavor behind it immediately afterwards. It's fantastic. Nice. I love it. This might be one of my favorite things to drink on this show, and that includes barbecue sauce.
I like the picture. That's the orange one?
This is the red one?
Oh.
Didn't you say fruit punch?
Yeah, fruit punch.
Okay.
Hmm. Is that Have you not ever the got orange? That one?
I don't know.
I think
This looks kind of red to me.
Yeah.
Caffeine content, 92 milligrams for a can. Total sugars in this can, 19 grams.
Oh, that's it? Man, get on my level.
That's it? Yeah, hold on. Yes.
Baja. Fucking splash. I'm going to have
I'm sincerely impressed with this.
I'm going to have to brush my teeth the after this episode.
Yeah. But yeah, this is 5 out of 5 good. For me. Wow. I feel like I'm ready to take down a government. I'm not advocating that we do. No, we are not trying to get ourselves in trouble.
I mean,
but if it happened, you'd be ready?
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
With 74 grams of sugar, I am as well.
You're taking down your own interior government.
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break, then Real Life XP.
All righty.
Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC.
Yep.
GRPVG.
All the letters.
BBQ. ACAB. Fuck the police. Will, what's your Real Life XP?
What was I going to say? Ginger, what's your Real Life XP? That's what I was going to say.
Oh, is that what you're going to say? Okay. So, I like plants. I am a bit of a green witch, if people didn't know. And, like, I was scrolling through some headlines and I saw something about a pawpaw tree and how it's a native plant to North America. And it's, like, a fruit that you can grow that's not apples or cherries or pears. And then I got obsessed with finding some. And then I couldn't really find any, but someone suggested from a little greenhouse I called to contact this person, their friend from Facebook. I'm like, God damn it, I don't have Facebook. So my bestie has Facebook. Shout out Carmen. She helped me find someone with some pawpaw trees. So yesterday we drove to a place in Michigan. I ain't even gonna fucking tell where I went. And I found some pawpaw trees.
It was hell, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't that far. Thank goodness. That would have been too far.
It was paradise, wasn't it?
No, that is also too far.
It was Smyrna, wasn't it?
No.
Okay. I might guess.
So got a couple pawpaw trees. Got a couple lavenders. Another crocrosma. I might not be saying that right, but I don't care. And then Carmen sent me $10 for the fern that she wanted. So we found some pawpaw trees. So in about 8 to 10 years, I'll have some fruit and let you know how it is. If we still have this podcast. But it's actually native to Ohio. It's Ohio's, like, state tree, the pawpaw tree.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So, I always assumed ours was the Buckeye, but huh.
So this tree also will grow, like, they call them the Michigan bananas, but they have, like, really big seeds you can't eat, but it's, like, a custardy banana, like, strawberry pineapple-y fruit. That's what it's supposed to taste like.
Cool.
So excited to grow some more native fruit to at least North America.
Yeah,
so we're like right at the top of the, like, the where they be naturally found, like where we're at. So funny.
The way you said that, it sounded like an old timey, like Middle Earth map. Where they be naturally found.
Yes.
How many XP do you want?
So I had to get 2 because cross-pollination. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to say 200,000 for being obsessed with this tree and then manifesting this bitch right into my life.
Now you gotta find a taller, bigger, older one. It'll cost more, but we'll get there sooner.
We'll just have to fertilize this one.
Okay.
So, Will, do you remember your real-life XP, or JD, do you want to go next?
I can go next if you need me to.
Yeah, go ahead, JD. What's your real-life XP?
Okay, all right. I'm sincerely excited about this, y'all.
Sweet.
I posted about this on Twitter before I shut my Twitter account down, so y'all might have seen this before.
Okay.
Y'all know that I have wanted to do voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I've been trying to learn different ways, different things I can do with my throat.
That's what he said.
Not this past. Yeah. Trust me, it's going to get worse.
Yes.
So I do improv classes on the side. And a couple of weeks ago, we were doing some scenes and we were doing real scenes, like something that would actually happen in real life.
Nice.
And then something that wouldn't happen in real life.
Okay.
And, like, it was an absurd scene. And the absurd scene was that we were amoeba. And when I came on, I did something with my throat that I've never done before.
That's why he's
I'm going to go ahead and another thing for listeners. You know, I've got a relatively high voice. And there are things I can do to make it sound a little bit deeper. Like, I'm right now about 7 or 8 inches away from the microphone. So the bass gets removed. And if I sincerely start walking a little bit closer, some of my bass starts coming through more. And I know that's going to go ahead and cause some problems with mixing, so I'm going back over here. But I don't really have bass.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned now how to do a deeper monster sound.
Awesome.
For those listeners who are impacted by gross sounds, I'm going to recommend that you skip maybe about 15 to 30 seconds starting right about now.
I love that.
I'm scared of monsters too.
Because I'm nasty.
I skipped forward.
Will went into a trance, in the movie, his eyes glazed over. No.
I was so focused on trying to make sure I did it right, I didn't watch the camera feed of that. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. he will be fine.
But in the movie Elf, there is a scene where Will Ferrell does like a long burp.
Yes.
And the voice actor who actually provided the real burp does what I just did. And I've been trying to figure that out for at least a decade. And I'm sincerely super happy that I can do that on demand, that I can be a disgusting monster whenever I want to. I love it!
I love that for you.
I am giving myself... I've never given myself this many XP points on this. I am sincerely so excited. I'm giving myself a billion points for this.
All right.
Absolutely.
Because now I have ways I can, like... I can make kids laugh with this whenever I want to. I can do Foley work. What's that?
A billion burp points.
Ooh, there you go. I like it.
Will, do you finally have your fucking real life XP?
I do. I only forgot it twice, but I remember now. I got some new Magic the Gathering Commander decks.
Yep.
I bought five pre-constructed Commander decks. Shit. All the March of the Machines ones. And I got to play a bunch of games of Magic. I played with at least each of them once.
Nice.
Simon won most of the games, but it was fun. And they came with Plane Chase cards, so now I've got a big deck of Plane Chase cards, too, when I want to make a game even more complicated.
Oh, Lord. Nice.
So I think that's worth about 160,000 points.
I say that's fair.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Those were some pretty cool cards to like look through. I love the art on Magic cards.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, that was almost clean, and then you laughed at the end. Ah, one more time. You could do it. No, you're good.
We'll be right back, motherfuckers.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
Do you want me to play this thingy?
Yeah. Select your player. What game you play, Ginger?
I play Cuties Hacked. Someone's hacked my photos. PS4.
Oh, on PS4. This sounded like a Nataku game.
I mean, it is in the pornography class. Of video games. So, yeah. Listener advice, this is kind of a naughty game. So, but.
There's no nudity in it.
There's
though,
no nudity.
Okay.
At least I haven't seen any. I don't know if we like unlock all the stars that will unlock more of the game. I have no idea. I don't know. But there is 12. Ladies in this game, and they have 3 levels each. The gameplay is very, very similar to Kix, like where you get like draw a box and a box, and then you kind of unlock the picture. So there's these little things flying around that will hurt you, things that follow the lines that will hurt you.
Very much like Gale's Panic. Which they used to have one at the roller skating rink here in just north of Grand Rapids. And I was like, whoa, this game is cool.
I was trying to remember the name of it, and I knew what you were going to... Oh!
This game is cool. It's like Kix, but it's harder. But then after you get through a couple levels, there is nudity in that one.
Yeah. There's...
So what you're saying is, it gets harder.
Yup.
Just like those old Sega ads, the more you play with it, the harder it gets.
So, this game is actually free to download, and you can only play as Amber and Amelia.
Well, you don't play as them.
No, they're like levels to get their pictures. But then you pay like $7 for the rest.
For the full game.
Yeah, pretty much the full game. And when Will was like, what is this? And then when I started, he's like, oh shit, I want to play this. He instantly was like, this I'm already into. Because I know you really like kicks.
So why is it not like kicks? What is everything you do besides move and try and fill in the picture?
So you have to dodge the slow, or no, you don't have to dodge the slow area, but you have to dodge the skulls. So there's blue stuff that will cause you to go slow. And then there's like little red skulls placed around that you have to dodge.
Yep. You can't touch the skulls or you die.
Mm-hmm.
You go slow when you're going through the blue.
Yep.
There's the traditional enemies that move around the line on the outside. There's enemies that bounce around on the inside. Each different girl will have like a different stage specific. Not necessarily all of them.
The setup is kind of specific to maybe what they're wearing, but there's like enemies later that will be bouncing around and they'll take away squares that you've like filled in.
They'll shoot a bomb and the bomb will explode and rebuild stuff.
There's like gun shooters that you have to make sure to finish your line, otherwise it will fuck you up. And that's very similar to kicks as well. Like you have to complete your line before the enemy destroys it if you're drawing it.
Sometimes there will be spinning lasers, which are like kicks, so you have to avoid the spinning lasers while you build.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a yellow block that you just can't pass through. That's a wall. And that wall also stops the lasers.
Yes, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
So, do you want to hear all the ladies that you're hacking for their pictures?
So what do you like?
Do tell.
You're like hacking into security or their phones or what is it?
I have no fucking clue. It just says cuties hacked. Okay. So some little pervert is hacking probably into whatever accounts to get these pictures. But the first like few pictures don't make any sense because I won't explain all of them because the rest of them seem like they are more like, some of them seem like the person's there.
Yeah.
But, so the first level is Amber, and she's a cheerleader with very large breasticles. And the third picture makes me, like, think that they're spying on this chick from a locker because she's, like, going to punch the person, which I'm like, that's not being hacked. That's that's just being a pervert. And that's not okay.
That's paparazzi.
Just
well,
like,
neither of these are okay, it sounds like.
I mean, no. Spying on ladies and hacking into stuff for their
don't hide in a locker with a camera.
Photos.
That's not
good.
It's
not okay. And yeah, you don't sneak in
to
whatever.
No, if you're
going
to hide in a locker, try not to have any kind of recording media.
Okay? I mean, that's disgusting.
No, that's the problem with today's kids. Today's kids, they need to live in the moment.
Oh,
you don't need
God.
To go ahead and record things or post it on Instagram.
They should only hide in a locker when they get stuffed in there by bullies like me.
Wow. The next person is Amelia, and they are an astronaut. And this makes me think this is more hacked, because as you get to the third level, the astronaut like has the outside suit like out and it's showing her black bra and panties.
Oh, you don't get to see how she uses the space toilet?
No.
What's the bathroom situation in this game?
I mean, I don't see any bathrooms in any of
these. Besides the locker room.
Besides the first one in the locker room that has toilets, but I don't know. So the next one is Aiko. And she's a sniper. And you get to see her take off her shirt, and then she puts it at the end of her big old gun is a silencer. And then she's on the bed shooting out the window. So, next one
is... getting pictures of herself while doing so, yeah.
Yeah, this is why I'm like, what? Whatever. Dakota is a bartender. Looks kind of like a coyote, ugly bartender. Daisy Dukes at the thong showing...
Standing on the bar with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. A plaid shirt on, big bazongs. Big bazongs. The next one is Megan. She is an auto mechanic, and she also has giant boobs and is like working on a car.
That was legitness.
Kitty is a stripper with like a cat tail and cat ears. And like the third picture is like she's choking you with her leash. I mean, I don't know.
She's got like an actual cat tail. She's got like special stripper clothes with like a little ring that goes around where her tail comes out.
Yeah. Next lady is Monique. She is a librarian, and she is just reading a naughty book. She's taken off her clothes. Next one is Cypher. Looks like some kind of hacker or playing like some, what is it, 3D porn or whatever on one of those, like... What is it?
Either a hacker or watching porn on a...
I don't know. Because the third picture, she's like... Yeah, VR visor. The third picture, she has her hand down her pants. So, I mean...
Oh my.
I was like, whoa. That escalated quickly.
Maybe she dropped her cookie.
A cookie as in pussy? No. So this next...
How do you drop that?
This game is dirty. The next one is
Listen,
Joy.
Listen, Doc, I'm so sorry. My vagina fell off. I'm so sorry. Right. I dropped it.
I mean, that can happen, but we're not going to get into that. Okay?
Yeah, this is okay. Not Sawbones.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Joy is a musician or a groupie? I don't know. She has like...
I thought she was a rock star.
Like, rock star leather-ish type, maybe latex, like, lingerie with, like, what is it? It was, like, a star on her cheek. I don't know. Whatever. She was either a musician or a groupie. I don't know. Cassie, the stewardess, right after she brings you a drink, she bumps it with her butt. And the third picture, she's like, all cleavage out, like, I'm so sorry. I have my big old booty.
It's okay as long as you clean up my lap.
The next gal is...
I'm so sorry. I don't have object permanence for what's around me.
Right. As a stewardess. Mm-hmm.
It's just because her butt is so voluptuous, is knocking down drinks everywhere.
She can't sneak up. You hear it clapping. Next.
Knocking back drinks.
Next gal is Tiffany. She's a tennis player. And boy, is she warm after playing tennis, drinking her water, and taking off her tennis clothes. And the last but not least, Shing CEO 69. She is a gamer. And the third picture, she is bouncing her controller off her boobs.
Is it like a Wii remote-shaped controller?
It's kind of like the Switch, where you put them in like the little handheld thing.
Okay.
But it's plugged in, too, so I don't know what it's supposed to be. Huh. Honestly. I don't know. But yeah, that is Cuties Hacked. It's pretty fun, the gameplay. If you like kicks, if you like that style of game, you'd like this one. It's actually pretty fun.
Yep, the shapes of the skulls and the stop and the slow. They'll make like pixel art related to each girl in it. So like, yeah. There will be like wrench shapes or car shapes for the mechanic stage. And then like airplanes and clouds for the... stewardess.
I think
stuff like that.
One of the one, the gamer, it looked like Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah, the whole stage was set up like a Pac-Man stage.
Yeah, so it was pretty fun and silly. I didn't see any nudity. I don't know if you can unlock it. Don't really care. It's cartoons.
Just slightly titillating. Well, some of us,
myself, they want boobs in any way.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, boobs do make games better. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed this.
Every game. Oh, God. Sorry. I'm so sorry to keep getting distracted. Danger really, really wants to be part of this recording.
Aw, Danger. And do you like jumping boobs? Up on
everything. Say hello, Danger.
What are your thoughts on breasts as a whole? Are you
Do you like boobies, are Danger? You con?
Yep. We need something short and concise. He Get right nine. Up next to the microphone. Yep, it's okay.
Boobies, and... Danger. Yeah.
Nothing. Silent and contemplative. I like that. You know what? Think about it. Get back to me next episode, okay? I'm so sorry for interrupting there.
Oh, that's all right. JD, what game you play?
I have been playing the heck out of Street Fighter VI.
Ooh, I've heard it's cool.
Yeah.
I haven't played it.
Nice.
It is sincerely one of the best Street Fighters. I mean, Street Fighter III is still like one of the most technical. Street Fighter IV had so much variety to it. And then Street Fighter V just kind of, like in my opinion, like Street Fighter IV and III are kind of like tied. They're pretty high up there on the list. And then Street Fighter V was much, much lower. But then Street Fighter VI might just knock this off.
Nice.
It plays just like a regular Street Fighter. You know, three punches, three kicks, quarter circle moves, or a dragon punch where it's forward, down, down, forward, or like a full circle, half circle. The same
for
stuff
the,
that's been already
for
done.
For the standard
in Street
old
Fighter
school
stuff.
Control mode.
For the classic controls, yes. For modern controls, now it's holding. Now it's two buttons that you press for any special move. You can hold down, like in my case, like I've played classic modes, but I'm not 100% certain if this is accurate. But like if I hold down like right trigger and then press what button am I thinking of? The Y button. And it depends like on with like it'll throw out the right move for you. And it's amazing. And you can sincerely hold that button. And you can mash a button and it will auto combo for you. And I love that. I know people are like, oh, this is just trying to go ahead and make things too easy. I love accessibility in video games.
Absolutely.
I want more people, more people to enjoy video games. And whatever it takes, I am all for it.
If I cannot get blisters the size of my fucking thumbs from a fighting game, I am all for it.
Well, if you play it that much, you should get a fight stick because the controller is not ideal.
Yeah.
I will actually correct you on that. They have said that it's when they designed it for pad, not for fight stick this time. How weird is that?
But it still has the same six buttons, and so you can only have four on the face.
It does still have the same six buttons. One of the mechanics.
Another thing I like is the controllers that have six buttons on the face.
Yep. So it's kind of designed for that. But you can kind of do like a macro where one button presses two buttons for you. You know, Capcom supports that 100%.
I love
that. And there is a move called a drive impact where your skin turns red and you do this spinning move. And if you're using a fight stick, you have to press two buttons to do that on reaction. Versus if you're playing it on a pad, you've already got a spare room for it, and it's just more naturally where your fingers are versus like where I realize this is an audio format. You know, like imagine like literally a keyboard. You know, you're trying to reach across from pressing the A button to pressing the G button with one hand, and you can't be 100% certain that you're going to be accurate. Versus again, going to use the keyboard analogy. You've got A button reaching for the Q button. You know, it is that much quicker for the reaction time. It is sincerely designed for pad players now.
I love that.
But yeah, it's also still good support. So I have found some stuff that is questionable. There are no piss jugs. I have seen some porta potties.
That's toilets.
Their single player mode is definitely the best fighting game single player mode that's been made. Because it's almost like, instead, like, you know, it's like there's an arcade mode that's separate where you're literally just going through fights.
Mm-hmm.
But the world tour mode, actually teaches you how to play Street Fighter.
Nice.
And it very, very slowly does so. And you'll have, okay, now you need to go ahead and, you need to throw someone at this particular time 3 times. And what they're training you to do is to learn when the best time to throw people is versus just randomly throwing out moves.
Thank you.
Or you need to be able to react to this particular move. And it teaches you that.
Nice.
And is this in the mode that's kind of like a side-scroller? And you can punch everybody, and it's funny as hell, too.
It's a 3D mode where you can punch everybody. But yes, okay. Imagine Final Fight, but in 3D. So what'll happen is you can run up to someone, and you can punch anyone. Which, hey, cops. Hey, all cops and bastards. Woo!
Fuck yeah,
you
they
can
are.
Sincerely run up and punch a cop. And then once you punch them, it'll transition to the two-dimensional mode. And now you have to fight them a la Street Fighter 2 kind of mode.
Nice.
But there are questionable things that you can... Because it's almost like an RPG, because you can power your character up. You can also debuff your character with some very, very disgusting things.
So, are there, like, potions of piss or something?
I'm trying to remember exactly what. I know that there are, like, weird... not the spicy stuff. There's stuff with random tentacles in it.
Mm.
And there's random liquids in it. It's gross. I never use those. I use the positive stuff. I don't want to make myself worse. How dare I?
That's funny.
I will say, one character has a mystery jug. There is a character, yeah. Jamie. his mechanic is that at any point he can take a drink from the jug and it powers him up.
Mm.
And he starts acting like he's drunk, but Capcom has many, many times said there is no alcohol in this.
Mm.
Because if they say there's alcohol in it, the game now has to be rated M for mature, mm-hmm. versus T for teen.
Exactly.
So they just say it's a key boosting beverage that he drinks. Between you and me and the listeners. It's
full of Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I highly recommend it. It's really good. It's good for beginners. It's good for intermediate. And the experts are falling in love with it. Like, I've even seen experts use that beginner mode control that we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because it really works. But it still has weaknesses to that, too. Like, they are fully cognizant that you being able to press 2 buttons and do a super move versus, down, down, forward, forward, down, down, forward, forward, punch, needs to have a debuff to that. So it's not as strong.
Nice.
And I love that. It's incredibly well balanced. The variety of characters is excellent. The single player is great. The online code is fantastic.
How many characters are there?
I have played against people from... 18, I believe, right now.
Nice.
There is another one coming out at the end of the month. And they have, they've got a plan already for the next few years for characters that they're going to be slowly but surely releasing. Like, I played against someone from Europe the other day, and it was sincerely like they were right next to me. I mean, no joke. The rollback for it felt like they were right next to me. Pissing me off because they kept running up on me and stopping me from jumping and stuff.
You could smell the tea.
Yes.
The tea pee.
Select your player.
Well.
Yeah? What do you want?
Oh, did you play something you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wondered what game I played?
What game did you play?
I played... The Veil, Shadow of the Crown. No, this is a good game. It's on Game Pass, recently added.
I guess.
It's all,
I can't talk.
It's all audio.
I can't talk to him when he fucking plays.
You can't talk while I'm trying to do this podcast either. Come on, let me get a weird in.
Okay.
She can't talk when I play it because it's an all audio game. It's built so that someone completely blind can play it. It uses surround sound. And there's lots of scenes that are like audio plays where you sit and listen to what happens, but then, you know, something will happen. You'll be put into a fight, or you'll be set loose to wander, explore, and find certain things just by using the 3D soundscape as you walk around.
It is really cool. I was just talking shit.
You play as a princess.
Legendary.
You're on a trip with your uncle and like some bandits attack, and so you get stranded hundreds of miles away from your home.
Holy
You're completely
shit.
Blind. And you have to find your way back. And so, you know, as you move left and right, I've started playing this with the TV first and just going by volume with the two little speakers on the TV. That didn't work. I had to get a headset. I put that on. Luckily, I could plug that into the Xbox controller with just a cheap headset. It worked great for surround sound.
You can still hear it, too, if you're, like, watching it through the TV.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool. Like, it doesn't take the sound away.
Or you could turn the TV off and play it completely by sound with just the controller on.
Mm-hmm.
That is sincerely amazing. I love it when people do stuff like that.
It is really cool.
There's lots of good voice actors. You meet a shepherd who is kind of injured. He's got a bad hand and a bad leg. And so you, as the blind person, end up having to be the one who does the sword in the sword fights. And the bow, he can't pull the bow back either. But luckily, your uncle taught you how to fight with a sword, even though you're blind when you were younger. Taught you how to shoot the bow and arrow. The bathroom situation is the flashback scene where he teaches you how to hunt pigs. You have blunted arrows, and so you got to sneak up to him. You can hear him squealing, and you got to walk slowly so you don't scare him. Get him centered just by sound right in the center. Then you pull back your arrow and you shoot the pig. And then your uncle says, "Hey, there's a pig pissing on a tree over there. Go shoot that one." And so then it's just the sound of something peeing, and you sneak up to the sound of piss, and you got to center your arrow on it. And you shoot it, and it turns out to be like your uncle's friend, and he's out there. He's kind of drunk, and he's pissing on a tree.
That's funny. I love that. Made this game even better.
Uh-huh. So there's some scenes where you just get into fights with people and you can hear them swinging at you from the left, right, or center. You use the right joystick to attack. You use the left joystick for your shield and you can hold it left, right, center. There's quick attacks that come at you and you hold your shield up and then counter afterwards. Fast attacks. Okay.
None of that came through.
It's okay.
None of that audio came through. I just heard, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sure that's funny.
Nope. There's heavy attacks. The heavy attacks, you can quick jab and attack them before they attack you when you hear the big swing coming at you.
Fatality.
You can block it with your shield, but you still take some damage. You've got to fight wolves and bandits. Later on, there's magic. There are nether wolves that have been, like, possessed by the Fae. And they come out at night. There's a big giant bear that was possessed by him that I had to fight.
Damn.
Weird tentacle creature monsters that, I don't even know what it was I fought.
Test your might.
So,
That's intense for a blind person.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it sounds like your character is kicking some ass, so...
Uh-huh.
She meets fucking awesome.
Another blind person, this blind old beggar lady. I gave her some money, and she accompanied us later. And she knew magic, and we fought off the nether wolves with fire. She set my sword on fire and shit while we were fighting.
Fuck yeah.
Excellent.
And then later on, eventually, you get your own magic abilities.
Nice.
Uh-huh. I haven't beat it, so I haven't made it home yet, but it's really cool.
That's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I don't think I could play this game. I think I would get irritated. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, in order to play, I like to sit there with my eyes closed.
He does. It's so funny.
Less distractions. I like it. Nice.
But yep. It's fine.
There is, like, on the screen when you're playing, like, if you're in a town and you can explore and, you know, go talk to the different people around town, there is a representation of, like, 3D space that's just random dots, kind of like fireflies that don't blink, like, flying around on the screen. Yeah, but those are just flying around on the screen to represent 3D space. So if you look, you can see you can see that you're moving through space, but you can't see anything that's in it.
I got that. Nice.
And yeah, you center up the sound, like if you go towards the musicians or the church bells or the blacksmith, the fishmonger, the fortune teller, there's a rich sound environment to explore.
That's really cool that they made the whole game like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique.
And if something does go wrong and you die in a mission, while you're doing something, it's explained away as your character is a seer. And so she sees the future when something's about to go wrong. And so then it rewinds to the beginning of it. Like, on the one where you have to gather honey as a side mission. I was doing this, and the shepherd who's with me, like, I would bring him to the bees by finding the sound, and he would chop the hive down and get the honey, and it turns out he's allergic to bee stings, and so once you chop the first one down, you gotta find the rest really quick, or he, like, goes into anaphylactic shock and dies.
And, I shouldn't laugh at that.
And so if that happens and that goes wrong the first time, your character's like, hey, I think we should find these quick. You might be allergic to bee stings. He's like, what? How would you know that?
Wow.
But that was kind of hard, the beehive one. That took me a few tries.
Killer bees, man.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be a badass to just go harvest honey from wild beehives with no protective equipment.
Hmm. Yum. Honey.
Bees.
So there is a map that shows, like, your journey across the river. But every time you go to it, it will say, like, you are here at this city. Press the left trigger to proceed. Press the right trigger to remain here. Every time you pause it and go to the menu, too, it will say, like, you know, press down, and then it will read game options, controller options.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do all the menus completely sightless, only by sound.
That's really cool, though, that they made such...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? A game that's open to just playing by listening instead of seeing. It's kind of wild.
Yep. So yeah, it's called The Veil, Shadow of the Crown, and it's on Game Pass now. Among other things. Like PC and...
Be sure to sign up for it today!
And the motherfucking Amiga. No, it's not on Amiga.
Now it's time for recommendations. Doot-doot.
Doodly-doot.
Will, what do you recommend?
I'm going to recommend...
You can't say me.
I can't recommend you? Okay.
I don't know how you're going to recommend me, so this can be questionable.
Ginger, why don't you go first?
Nope, you have to go first.
But what if I don't have something?
If you need bailed out, I can bail you out.
Yeah, JD, what do you recommend?
So I am incredibly far behind on this. Y'all are more than welcome to poke fun at me for it. Because my partner Bryn has gotten me into Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh, okay. I forget where and I left off. But it's cool.
Yeah! I don't really do terribly good with spooky stuff. And I thought it was just spooky stuff.
It's not. And Bryn's like, it's weird.
Just try. I promise you, it's weird. It's funny. It's satirical. It's moving. It is.
It's a lot.
Creepy, definitely. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. And I did not know that. And I am kicking myself for not listening to it. We literally, not to go into too much detail, of course, because, hey, privacy and whatnot. There's 220 episodes.
I forget where I left off.
We literally cuddled in bed listening to episode 15.
I'm past 15.
So, yeah.
I would have to look, honestly, because I have a couple downloaded. Because when I left Spotify, because I wasn't paying for that anymore, I made sure to at least download where I left off. But I really like how they have a very unique music and every episode stuff that I've never heard anywhere else. I like how it's a cool scripted story that kind of continues. It does, but it's in a weird way.
There's threads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that y'all are enjoying that. Will wasn't really into it. That's why he has not really much to say.
I can respect that. Yeah.
But that's okay. Like, we don't have
not
to like
every... Not
that
he's distracted trying to figure out something to recommend right now. No. He just has issue with me recommending this. I see how it is!
Nope, you recommended it.
That's a good one. Good recommendation.
I recommend it. I recommend it, okay?
So many people like it.
It's a good one. It's just...
It's not for everyone.
At first, it kind of is a little weird, because, like, you're like, is this for real? No, it's scripted. But it's just so weird. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a recommendation, Will?
But yeah, that's my recommendation.
Sure. They even did a crossover with the SCP podcast once, I think. Mm-hmm. With the,
nice.
The Living Bicycles or something. Is that from there?
Yeah, that was from Death by Dying.
Oh, okay. Something else? Never mind.
Death by Dying was
I have no idea what
bicycles.
I'm talking about. Instead, I'm going to recommend something I do. I'm going to recommend Retro Hangover Podcast.
Yeah.
Right now, especially, they're doing the King of Games 92. It's been going on for a little while, but they're doing a big bracket to try and determine the best game of 1992.
Oh, do you have anything that you're rooting for right now personally? Or are you just trying not to say that because you don't want to cause any bias?
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
How about this then? Has there been anything knocked out so far that has made you really disappointed?
I don't have the bracket in front of me. I forget.
But yeah, our buddy Chris Copeline is an early shout out. He's one of our patrons.
They do a crossover for each episode, for each versus. Like the newest one is Streets of Rage 2 versus Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, fuck, that's not fair!
No, but they did like round one match 3 was Turtles in Time versus Final Fantasy 5.
Final Fantasy 5.
For Turtles in Time.
I wasn't
a fan of the
I'm
job
sorry
system.
You're wrong, JD.
You know what?
I'm just
You know,
kidding.
One of the things I've been trying to learn with improv is to be wrong and be wrong fast. So I'm okay with being wrong.
Sometimes the matchups are unfair. Sometimes they're great, like Super Mario Land 2 versus Kirby's Dream Land. Both came out that year.
Nice.
And they got matched up together
so good.
On the same episode at random. But they'll do...
I gotta check this out.
They'll do guests from different podcasts. Keith is on. Goobs has been on.
Were on a while ago, weren't we?
Not on the King of Games.
No, not on the King of Games, but like on an episode of their pod.
So yeah, check out Retro Hangover. King of Games 92 is going on right now. Still in round one.
Nice.
I am going to recommend this online shop that I found a while ago. I don't think I've ever actually suggested them, but I have a lot of their stuff. It's called Sick Sad Girls. It's sometimes sick period, sad period, girls period online. But I have, they're so amazing. I have a few of their tarot cards. They like re-upcycle clothes. They make patches. It's very cool art.
I know. What's re-upcycle?
So, like, they go and get used clothes and just upcycle it. They'll add one of their patches on it, or...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of changing it a little bit and selling some clothes, reselling,
all right.
Upcycling, instead of making stuff new.
Yeah, gotcha.
Customizing. They have pins. Stuff. I mean, we have pins and stuff. I really love this pin. I'll have to take it off, take a picture of it. It's Spock and Data making out.
Nice.
So they'll have like silly, geeky stuff. They have lots of home goods stuff, too. They'll have blankets to sell, but it's such a cute little shop. Both of the, I believe there's two owners. They do a fantastic job. They're super sweet folks, and I highly recommend following them on social media. That's where, I mean, Instagram is where I follow them, Sick Sad Girls. And maybe just check out some stuff and... If you have a little weirdo gremlin in your life to get some cool shit, they will really like Six Sad Girls.
What kind of weirdo gremlin? Why do they have to be little?
I don't know. A big weirdo gremlin?
Okay.
Gremlin?
Like from the movie? The Gremlins, Gremlins?
Gremlins, Goblins.
Hey, how Mogwai whatever. Are we talking?
Yeah.
Go check them out. You'll have to decide if it's for someone in your life or not.
Yeah. It's not for everyone, you're saying.
No. I can show you this tarot card.
It might not be for my grandma.
This is the Five of Pentacles.
I love it.
This is from their Naughty by Nature tarot. So it's all naughty.
Nature themed, not hip hop.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be cool if there was like a 80s hip hop themed tarot deck.
They have, I have one that's like holographic that's very acid like, that is very 80s inspired with all the very neon colors. So it can really. Throw you off looking through it. It's intense.
That's one to read with your eyes closed.
I don't know how you're going to read the cards.
Well, if you would play more of the veil, you'd get it.
I'm good. Okay, we'd like to thank our patrons.
Yeah, thanks, JD.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us.
You can find him on Twitch here
thank
and there.
Thank you, and you're welcome. Yep. Yeah, and I'm officially off of Twitter now, thanks to you. Oh, thanks to y'all, rather. So you can find me on Blue Sky at the JD Low.
Sweet. We'll have to make sure to plug that. Thank you.
We just did.
In future episodes. Thank you, Dan the Movie Seller from the Movie Seller. Thank you, Chris Copeland from Retro Hangover. Thank you, Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror. Thank you, Maiden of the Veil. You can find her on Instagram at Maiden of the Veil. And thank you, Daddy Keith, from Main Quest.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, I didn't miss anyone, did I?
Nope.
We went out of the order that's in my head. So
it's kind of like, remember the Animaniacs where Yakko sings the nations of the world? You have to do it. It's like, okay, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama. Also, there's like one guy from the Retro Hangover.
Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music and Inadequacy for your outro music.
My dog stepped on a bee.
And yeah, we're not on Twitter much anymore, but we're still there at @grand_video. But we're on Blue Sky now too. GRPVG is our username there.
We are still on Instagram at @grandrapidiansplayvideogames and Threads.
So I won't start a Threads.
Will's not going to start it. Eventually, we'll have a Threads. I'll just fuck around with it. So
don't do it. We'll see what happens. You have to delete your Instagram if you ever want to delete Threads.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Don't do it.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Don't do it. Fuck you, Facebook.
Peer pressure. All the cool kids don't do it.
I won't link it. Fuck them.
Yep.
I'll figure something out, whatever.
All right, we've got an email, grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. Tell us how we're doing.
Yeah, if you want some stickers, you can review us and then, like, contact us on some social media and show us your review and we'll send you a sticker.
Or contact us by subscribing at patreon.com, where we'll send you stickers for as little as $2 a month.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Are you still there?
Good. 1 eternity later.
Okay, more sound effects. No.
My dog stepped on a bee.
My dog stepped on a bee?
Burger King foot lettuce.
Oh, yeah, Burger King foot lettuce. I missed the Burger King foot lettuce button.